Donald Max Basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolet Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. And now, the Max Pregame Show with your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO, go Max, your sports station.
Good evening and welcome to Bill Allman Court in Eau Claire Regis High School, home of the Ramblers, inside of this marquee matchup in the Western Clovelt Conference girls basketball slate tonight as your McDonald Central Max take on the Eau Claire Regis Ramblers. I'm Caleb Swenson, joined soon by Mark Maloney, Tony Stevenson back at the WOGO home base in Halley tonight as our audio producer, on-site video producer is Sam Aberley. McDonald is 6-2 on the season, Eau Claire Regis 8-1. Both teams are unblemished 4-0. In the Western Cloverbelt Conference. And so as we head into the Christmas break, this is for the top spot in the WCC as we head through that first half of the season. Eau Claire Regis just one blemish on their record. That was a game that followed McDonald's victory over Durand, Arkansas at the Sonntag Center a couple Saturdays ago. Regis fell to Colfax. Kind of a tough matchup for the Western Cloverbelt Conference teams, as many, if not most of them, had played the night before and then had to play back-to-back. Very talented Colfax team got the better of Coach Teddy Joas's Eau Claire Regis Ramblers. Other than that, they have been pretty much dominant throughout this season. Regis in the bound poll at gobound.com was ranked number one in Division Four for much of the early part of the season. Now have slipped to about that fourth spot, but still a team that many expect to contend for a state championship. On the other side, McDonald tied with this Regis squad in Fall Creek, of course, last year, all at 10-2 for the crown in the Western Cloverbelt Conference. And McDonald, I think, has eyes as well as we go further and further on in the season, saying, hey, can we get to a sectional final once again and get beyond? We'll have plenty of time to break that down as we get throughout the season, just how many teams are in this incredible half-sectional that McDonald and Regis are both part of. But the first goal for these two teams, of course, is winning that Western Cloverbelt Conference title in back-to-back years, and it'll be a great test for each squad tonight. McDonald maybe a little bit more deep on their bench. Regis has a lot of firepower. It's going to be a lot of fun to see these two teams square off. We'll step out and be back in 2 minutes here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream. We're on the radio at 103.1 FM AM 680, live audio streaming at wogo.com. You can watch live via the WOGO Radio Facebook page, or highly advise you to check out and subscribe to the WOGO Sports YouTube channel so you never miss our Chi High and McDonald broadcast. It's the Lady Max and the Ramblers here live from Eau Claire on WOGO Sports. We're back in 2 minutes.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
It's the final days of the Ford year-end sales event at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Right now, drive home a brand new 2025 F-150 with your choice of three incredible offers. One, take $6,750 in cash back. Two, take $4,750 in cash back plus 3.9% financing for 72 months. Or three, take $2,000 in cash back with 0% financing for 60 months. But hurry, these deals end soon, and once they're gone, they're gone. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Welcome back to Lady
the match pregame here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream live from Eau Claire Regis High School Western Cloverbelt Conference clash between the first place Ramblers and your McDonald Central Lady Macs, also tied for first in the conference, here with Coach Chetty Joas. And Coach,
the Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026.
The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost.
Enjoy.
Back to our Lady Macs pregame show as we chat with head coach Chetty Joas.
First meeting with McDonald last year, you split with them, lost on your home floor, but then 72-45 really kind of took it to them the second time. Different group that you have this year, and maybe one of the intriguing things is you have the returning conference player of the year in Izzy Reichert. You have a phenomenal three-point shooter and assist leader, but you've got some really intriguing young talent that you're building into this roster as well.
Yeah, you know, we had kind of a, I don't say a full roster turnover, but pretty close to it. You know, I graduated five seniors that played a ton of minutes last year. So we got Izzy back, and obviously LMA, everyone knows about those two. We do have a lot of youth, so we are young. We're still trying to figure things out as we go. But we're getting better each day, and that's what we're kind of trying to do this year.
Where do you see the room for growth? When, statistically, I mean, you guys are shooting 51%. From three, you're shooting 36%. I mean, there's a lot of things where you say, wow, we're you know, top of the heap in a lot of statistical categories. But I'm sure as a coaching staff, you could say, hey, there's another level that we can hit.
Yeah, and some of it has to do, we're trying to figure out, you know, if people have watching us, you know, our last handful of games here, we haven't started very well in the first half. We're trying to fix that. We've been trying a few different things, and we don't know if that's youth or just an experience or it's on me as a coach. Maybe I don't have them ready. I don't know. But we can't continue to start the first halves kind of as poorly as we have, because when you're constantly trying to dig yourself out of a hole, it gets harder and harder, especially when you're going to go up against someone like McDonald and how athletic they are. We can't afford to get down early to them.
When you look at McDonald, you might not always see a ton of offensive firepower, and yet Coach Williams, she kind of platoons people out there. I mean, they will run and run and run, and if your legs aren't ready, they'll get to you by the end of the game.
Yeah, you know, they are, in my opinion, the most athletic team around. And like you just kind of mentioned here, they can run a number of players at you. They're much deeper than we are. They don't have a, you know, Claire Ruff, we know, is really good. But they get points a lot in transition from a lot of different people. And ultimately, like I said, they're going to present a major challenge for us tonight.
Coach, we are looking forward to it, and I think we'll see you later on in the season as well. Best of luck to you and the Ramblers tonight and the rest of the way.
All right, thank you.
Coach Chetty Joas back after this with Coach Williams. This is Lady Macs pregame on WOGO Sports.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Welcome back to Lady Max Pregame on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream. Western Cloverbelt Conference Clash is your McDonald Lady Max on the road at Eau Claire Regis here with head coach Sally Williams. Coach, obviously battling right before Christmas. It'd be great to go into Christmas break still at the top of the conference. You've got the biggest test of the season so far ahead of you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're on the road against a tough opponent, so yeah, we got to be ready to go.
When you look at this Regis team, obviously a lot of attention paid to LMA Cooper. She's literally one of the best players in the state, but they've got a lot of other pieces that, I mean, you have to have team defense and not just focus on one superstar.
Yeah, they got a lot of variety of weapons in their lineup, and they can all do a little bit different things. And so we got to be full five on, defense to O.
On the other side, you've split with this team last year, and you did it especially down here on this floor by playing that gritty defense, that team defense, and again, timely scoring.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, defense is going to be key for us tonight, and FRD can get us, lead us to some O is going to be huge for us.
When you look at that offense and how it's continuing to grow, what are you most pleased with saying, hey, this is starting to look a little bit more like what it's designed to do?
Yeah, I think just the flow and just being able to read each other a little bit better, kind of working the ball more than just kind of quick shots. So, yeah.
Coach, early on in the season, but a great, again, measuring stick game to kind of see where you're at, where you need to be. We're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you afterward.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Coach Williams after this on WOGO Sports. We're back with Lady Max pregame. This is WOGO live from Regis.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Went for three. Got it! And the Cardinals go up 4-3-39.
Kicked around, and it's going to finally be picked up by Riley Biskin. Here she comes with some speed. Biskin moves in. Oh, what a shot! It was vapor!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to Lady Max Pregame here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, McDonald, and Regis. Here in Eau Claire, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. And Mark Maloney, this is one that you kind of circle, first of two meetings between these two teams, conference rivals. Again, should be a fantastic one. Teams maybe where we expected, both at the top of the conference as they meet for the first time.
Yeah, some great basketball going to happen tonight. And again, I think the keys for McDonald
to pull this one off is to contain number 21 down there, LMA Cooper. Again, a lot of friendship there with them girls who went to school together. So that it's going to be a battle there, and I think they can kind of contain her a little bit. You know, it's always good to get that pressure on that on the number one girl out there, and you know, put the pressure on her and keep her tight, and then play some really good defense. They just did a nice job against Cadott, so they just got to step everything up tonight.
Should be a lot of fun. Your Toys and Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. It's 8-1 Regis hosting your 6-2 McDonald Central Lady Max. Both teams 4-0 in the Western Clover Belt Conference. We're looking forward to this matchup very much. We'll be back in 2.5 minutes on WOGO Sports.
It's the final days of the Ford year-end sales event at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Right now, drive home a brand new 2025 F-150 with your choice of three incredible offers. One, take $6,750 in cash back. Two, take $4,750 in cash back plus 3.9% financing for 72 months. Or three, take $2,000 in cash back with 0% financing for 60 months. But hurry, these deals end soon, and once they're gone, they're gone. Toys and Ford, the Valley's best choice.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help. Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
It's time for change. Experience better banking and put your financial goals in motion with Royal Credit Union. It's time to get more from your checking account, upgrade your vehicle, or finally build your dream home. Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust to plan for what's next. Better banking is one change away. It's time to switch to Royal Credit Union. Get started at rcu.org/time. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing opportunity.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
WOGO Sports, Wogo Radio, WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you, Tony Stevenson at the Wogo home base, and Hallie, our audio producer, video producer on site is Sam Averly. McDonald being introduced first. They'll start Aaron Siegenthaler, the 5'7" junior guard number one. Chloe Flanagan, the 5'4" senior guard number four. Ann Siegenthaler, 5'8" junior forward number five. Claire Ruff, 5'7" junior guard forward combo number 12 and number 31. And the forward Emily Hartman, 5'7" junior second year head coach Sally Williams at the helm of this McDonald Lady Max girls basketball roster. On the other side, under the direction of sixth year head coach Teddy Joyce, the Eau Claire Regis Ramblers. Lights turn off here if you're listening on the radio and not seeing the WOGO Sports Live video stream. We've got the video intro on the board.
They
do it up big.
Really nice job renovating this gymnasium.
You know, Coach Joyce was talking about he pushed hard to be able to get, again, the girls program, what it deserves in terms of recognition, and a lot of times I think we focus sometimes on other sports, and he's like, hey, let's make sure that we treat our girls programs well, and great to see the response here at Regis and how much this arena has grown.
This is always a really dark and dingy gymnasium. So, again, they just did a nice job renovating it.
It's bright and beautiful, that's for sure. Number four, Izzy Reichert, lone senior in this starting five. 5 foot 11, averaging 14.2 points per game. She's a dead-eye three-point shooter, one of the leaders in assists. Kaylin Borst, the junior, 5 foot six, 1.8 points per game. Reigning conference player of the year is junior LMA Cooper, number 21, 5 foot five, 26 points per game, widely regarded as one of the best players in the state of Wisconsin. And then two freshmen finish out the starting five. Gemma Gardo, freshman number 24, 5 foot eight, averaging 17.7 points per game, second on the team. And Evelyn Borcherding, tallest player on the floor tonight, 6 foot five, freshman. Yes, she's just a freshman, number 45, averaging 8.2 points per game. Regis in their home white uniforms with the Kelly Green numerals and lettering, black piping. McDonald resplendent in their traveling black uniforms, the new blacks with the royal blue and white accents on the sides of the tanks and shorts, royal blue numerals and the white piping. And Siegenthaler will be giving up just a few inches at 5 foot eight against 6 foot five Evelyn Borcherding, and they'll jump at that Ramblers logo at midcourt as we are set and ready to begin. Western Clover Belt Conference basketball for first place in the conference. Borcherding wins the tap. LMA Cooper chases it down far side. Cooper high on the left. Gets a screen from Borcherding. They'll work it right side. Izzy Reichert. Of course, an outstanding setter in volleyball. Borcherding loses it for a moment near midcourt. Floats it over on the left side, Kaylin Borst. Borst drives to the left block. Rather, that's Gemma Gardo, excuse me. Holding on the hip for a moment, directing traffic. LMA Cooper. Regis looking for a faster start than they've had recently. They're actually down at the half at Bloomer, 28-24. Reichert, first look at a three, is good. A phenomenal three-point shooter, Izzy Reichert. McDonald trails by a bucket early. Siegenthaler, far side of the floor, straight up between the wheels, Chloe Flanagan. Right side, Aaron Siegenthaler finds Hartman. Hartman attacking the basket, finishes with the left hand. No, but a foul. Izzy Reichert's going to pick up her first, team's first as well. It's a good hard take by Hartman.
Yes, it was, and that's what they got to do. Regis is playing man-to-man. And McDonald was in kind of a zone man defense there. There's kind of manning up the ball.
First free throw is good for Hartman. She had 11 down here on this floor. McDonald kind of surprised a lot of people by taking out Regis 42-39. Now Regis got it back 72-45 at McDonald later on in the season. Second free throw, no good. Offensive rebound put back by Siegenthaler, no. And Borcherding with the rebound. Outlet pass to LMA Cooper. Cooper goes behind her back at midcourt. 3-1 Regis. 16-45 and counting. Runner with the left hand. Back of the rim, no. Rebound clear rough. Ruff, a push ahead to Hartman. Emily Hartman driving on the left side of the lane, goes over the top of Borcherding. A blocking foul called. Two straight drives, two straight trips to the line for Emily Hartman, and now Borcherding has picked up her first foul. Regis probably doesn't have as deep a bench as McDonald. First free throw is good, 3-2.
Nice job pushing that ball down the floor.
Coach Joyce probably feels comfortable going six or six and a half deep. 3 for 4 on the night, and we are tied 3-3. A triple team on LMA Cooper. Reichert floats it across the timeline. Gemma Gardo right side. Borcherding posting up. Back out to LMA Cooper. Cooper up top. Checked by Siegenthaler. Pulls up for three. Back rim, no. Long rebound out to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler push ahead to clear off. Going to be a tough catch. Makes it inside. Oh. Bucket won't fall. Borcherding snaps down the rebound.
Good
defense
shot
provided by Borst.
Again, good push down the floor.
Reichert to LMA Cooper. Checked closely by Siegenthaler. Working off a screen for Borcherding. LMA Cooper pulls up from 8 feet. Won't rattle in. Rebound fought for underneath. Hartman goes down. Borst fighting her for it. And somehow Hartman squirts it out. Siegenthaler to Siegenthaler. And right side. Pulls up from 15. The leaner, no. Borcherding with the rebound. LMA Cooper far side. Looking ahead to Gardo. Gardo attacks in the paint. Left hand to layup. No. Whistle and a foul. And could get Claire Ruff with that. Her first, team's first. Tied at 3 with 15:10 to go in the first half. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Gemma Gardo, the young freshman, 5 foot 8. sending player. First free throw rims out. Regis as a team, very strong from the free throw line, shooting 75%. Hartman and Flanagan out. Riley Christensen in along with Kelsey Bremnes. Second free throw is good. Regis retakes the lead. Into the scoring column, Gemma Gardo. And Siegenthaler, checked by Borchardinger, gives her a wide berth. Siegenthaler crossing over, trying to go reverse. No. Reichert with the rebound to LMA Cooper. Goes behind her back. Aaron Siegenthaler. Right now one-on-one on LMA. 15-20 to go first half. One-point lead for Eau Claire Regis. Borchardinger a high screen. LMA doesn't take it. Crosses over. Whips it far side. Back up top. Borst finds LMA Cooper. Straight on between the wheels. Cooper has that low dribble. Almost looks like a pass rusher the way she has that shoulder dip.
McDonald's playing man-to-man and doing a really good job there. Sinking into the middle when your man's outside. There's a steal.
Borchardinger throws it away. The steal by Claire Ruff. Ruff, a nice bounce pass ahead to Siegenthaler. Challenge at the rim. She finishes anyway.
Nice job.
And Siegenthaler, her first bucket. McDonald, their first lead, 5-4. Full court pressure, pass thrown away, and it goes right by Teddy Joas, the turnover on Rikers. Kelsey Bremnes will inbound. Right in front of that Regis bench with 14:37 to play here in the first half. Got a pretty full gym. McDonald boys, will try to keep you updated on that. They unfortunately are playing at the same time, so we don't have that cheering section here. But
so Coach Williams is saying that nobody touched the ball and it should be taken out, and that is the correct call. She had to help the refs out a little bit. Nobody touches the ball and it goes out of bounds. You take the ball out where you threw it in.
So Aaron Siegenthaler will inbound from that S and Regis along the baseline. High catch by Riley Christensen. Riley pulls up, foul line jumper, rims out. Fight for the rebound, pulled down by LMA Cooper. Look out, push ahead to Gemma Gardo. Gardo, challenge to the rim, finishes anyway. Gardo has three, it's 6-5. Regis with the lead. Kelsey Bremnes attacking Borchardinger, has her shot blocked. Reichert picks up her dribble, finds LMA Cooper in the backcourt. Gives her a screen. LMA across the logo at midcourt, back to Reichert. Has that three already, 6-5 Regis. Reichert floats it down to Borcherding. Over the top of her defender and scores.
That was a good pass. Tough to defend against that.
Bremnes. Siegenthaler just inside the arc. And up top. McDonald down three. Right side, Claire Ruff. Ruff guarded by Borst. Off the screen from Bremnes. Crosses over. Pulls up for three. Straight on. Just off the mark. Fight for the rebound. Reichert pulls it down. Reichert, looked like a travel, and yes, officials on top of that. 13:33 to go here, first half. McDonald down 8-5, where Zgalla Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Zgalla Plumbing and Heating. That's Zgalla Plumbing and Heating. Bounce pass to Claire Ruff, tried a power dribble, lost it, got it back, pulls up from 8 feet and sweet. Claire Ruff into the scoring column, McDonald down just a point. LMA Cooper to Riker. Riker across the timeline. Looking down to the post, takes to the right block, whips a pass in traffic, knocked loose, and a whistle and a foul. I think Borst will be called for that one. Down low. McDonald, nice job filling the lane defensively. Three team fouls on Regis. One whistle so far against McDonald. Almost 5 minutes into this Western Clarabelle Conference game. Winner takes the lead in the conference into Christmas break. Claire Ruff against full court pressure to inbound. Finds Ann Siegenthaler. Anna's double trapped near her own bench. And a whistle and a foul. Oh my goodness. She just got kind of bailed out with a foul. And I think Reichert just picked up her second. She can't believe it. And that's difficult for Regis because of the shorter bench that Coach Joas works with. Right now he's going to leave Reichert out there with the two fouls. She's the lone senior in this starting lineup. Claire Ruff, far corner against Borst, the junior. Up top, Siegenthaler swings to Bremnes, left wing. Shoots it down to Riley Christensen. Back up top, Siegenthaler jabbing. Working against a 2-3 zone, tries to split it. Kick out right side. Chloe Flanagan, lefty three, off the back rim, no. Long rebound out to Gemma Gardo. The freshman on the move. Gardo shrugs off Siegenthaler, flips back to Reichert. Ella Mae Cooper up top. 8-7 the Ramblers. Cooper left wing, off a screen from Borst. Deep, deep three, rims in and out, long rebound. Borst had it for a moment, dug out of there by Claire Ruff. Ruff flips it ahead to Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan, tough pass, high catch. Bremnes down along the left block. Out to Siegenthaler. Riley Christensen attacking into the lane. Pulls up from 14 and good. 9-8, McDonald takes the lead for the second time tonight.
They're doing a really good job attacking the basket.
Emily Hartman about to check back in. Feed down low, knocked loose. As Adriana Hyman, the junior, is coming to the game, 5'10". Cooper was looking for her on the roll.
Jasmine Gerber just checked in.
Adding some height to this McDonald lineup, the junior, number 43.
Along with Reichert. Emily Hartman back in.
Goes up top to Borst, right side Reichert. Reichert to Gemma Gardo. Gardo puts on the floor with the left hand. Runs one up, in and out. Nice move, couldn't get the finish. Gerber snapped down that rebound. Bremnes up top, finds Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan into the left corner, Emily Hartman. Hartman back up top, Chloe Flanagan the senior. One of two seniors for Coach Sally Williams. 11 and a half to go. Hartman kicks out, Chloe Flanagan. Three, just rimmed out. Gerber tracks down the rebound again. Shoots back out to Bremnes. Emily Hartman attacking the hoop. No.
Looking for a foul.
Didn't get the call that time. Ella Mae Cooper. Crosses over, goes between her legs, pulls up from 18 feet. Tough shot, no. Rebound Bremnes. Immediately pressured, dumps it off to Riley Christensen. Riley jump past Chloe Flanagan. Skips all the way across the floor. Emily Hartman driving along the baseline, kick back out to Jasmine Gerber. Riley Christensen up top. Wheeling, pulls up. Tough jumper off the glass, no. Pass it down to Gerber. Gerber attacking, goes up strong. Up and under layup, no. Decent looks there.
Yeah.
9-8 McDonald. Pulling up for another three. Rimming it out, Ella Mae Cooper.
She can stay cold. She's a good player, and she's just not on tonight, and I'm okay with that.
As long as it lasts, you got to try to make hay while the sun shines offensively. Hartman tried to sneak it too much into traffic. A bounce pass in the lane stolen by Reichert. Reichert leading the charge. Runs one up too short. Grabs her own rebound. Blocked by Bremnes. Bremnes out to Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan across the timeline. Bounce to Emily Hartman. Hartman goes by her defender. Bumped and a whistle and a foul. That's going to go against Hyman. That will be the team's fifth with 10-13 to play. McDonald, maybe some opportunities down the stretch here to shoot some free throws. Borcherding is going to come back in.
Looks like Coach Williams wants a 30-second timeout.
30-second break, and we're back in half a minute. This is McDonald Basketball on WOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. 1-point game between the two teams currently at the top of the Western Clover Belt Conference standings. McDonald on the road here in Eau Claire against Regis, leading 9-8 with 10-13 to play here in the game's opening half. McDonald out of the timeout, will inbound.
Lots of shooting going on, but not a lot of made baskets.
Aaron Siegenthaler to Claire Ruff, a whistle and a foul, offensive foul. They're going to get an illegal screen on Jasmine Gerber. That's McDonald's second infraction. Well, Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Siegenthaler with his steal. Back to Claire Ruff. Ruff pulls up from 14. Front rim, no. Offensive rebound. Aaron Siegenthaler had it for a moment. Borcherding took it away but stepped on the baseline. Now back to a regularly scheduled live read about Stelter Incorporated, the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete. A fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality. Always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com at StelterIncorporated.com. Inbounds to Chloe Flanagan, holding up high. Right side, Claire Ruff. Finds Emily Hartman, stripped on the way up. Quick hands, Hartman gets it back in the corner. Claire Ruff, wide open, look at a three, front rim, no, battle for the rebound, Borcherding hauls it down in traffic. Out to Riker, Riker to LMA Cooper. There's some speed across the timeline, then taps the brakes. Almost to the halfway point of the first half, McDonough leading 9-8. High screen from Borcherding, LMA Cooper looking for the screen and roll, it's head back to Borst. Gemma Gardo off a screen from Borst. She rolls to the hoop, can't find her, Borcherding right side. Riker off another screen from Borcherding. We'll pull up from the foul line. That one rims out. Good box out by Emily Hartman. Finds Aaron Siegenthaler. Coach Williams has been substituting freely here in the first half, trying to keep everyone fresh to play the kind of defense McDonald is right now. Double on Chloe Flanagan. Looking for help, trying to avoid a five count. Out to Emily Hartman. Hartman spins in the lane, pulls up over Riker. No. Jasmine Gerber fights the rebound back out to Hartman. Hartman beyond the arc right wing. Chloe Flanagan up top. 1 point game, 9-8 McDonald. Aaron Siegenthaler directing traffic. Hartman up top. Left side, Jasmine Gerber. They left her alone for three. Front rim, no. Long rebound, Claire Ruff tracks it down as it got away from Rikers. Jasmine Gerber. Right side, Emily Hartman. Hartman, Aaron Siegenthaler. She has a wide open three.
There we
splashed
go.
Splashed it. Aaron Siegenthaler. 12-8. McDonald has a two-possession lead, their largest of the night. LMA Cooper against Aaron Siegenthaler. Newly turned 17 as of Tuesday evening. LMA crosses over, goes behind her back. Under 8.5 to play. Left side, Gemma Gardo. Claire Ruff on the freshman. Borst swings left side. Izzy Riker. Emily Hartman right in her grill. Riker spins at the left elbow, and she walked with the ball. Nope. Well, whistling a foul.
Little touch foul there.
That's the third on
Emily.
McDonald. Emily Hartman picks it up. Team fouls 5-3. We just committed 5. McDonald 3. That's the first on Emily Hartman. Riley Christensen back out there along with Ann Siegenthaler. 7:52 left to play here in the opening half. Izzy Reichert, after picking up those two fouls, played clean. Now she's going to take a breather. Inbounds to Borst, back out. LMA Cooper. Cooper, a slow dribble far side. Goes behind her back, working off a screen. Crosses over, attacking. Right side, Hyman. Out beyond the arc. High screen from Borcherding. Swings left side. A little more hesitation maybe with some of these other Regis players as far as shooting is concerned.
Yeah.
The bulk of the scoring is Gemma Gardo, LMA Cooper, and Izzy Riker. The Borcherding adding about 8 a game. 7:18 to play, 12-8 McDonald. The Siegenthaler sisters doubling up top against LMA Cooper. LMA far side of the floor. Wide open, Hyman won't take the shot. Now, Gemma Gardo back rimming on three. Long rebound. Snatched by Riley Christensen, and Reichert's going to check back in quickly. Siegenthaler in the right corner. Up top, Chloe Flanagan. Playing high post feed, Riley Christensen attacking Borcherding. She got her shot blocked. Good take. Borcherding tough to deal with, though.
Yes. It's a lot of hype.
LMA Cooper bumps off her defender. Nice, pretty finish with the right hand.
Her first points.
Scores 26 per game. And almost two-thirds of the way through the half before LMA Cooper got her first bucket. Ball knocked out of bounds going to Regis. Off the miss down low. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls if you have a need for anything glass. A new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield. Call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Sam Aberle is our on-site video producer. Audio producer at the WOGO home base in Halley is Tony Stevenson. 12-10, McDonald up 2. Just over 6 minutes to play here in half number 1. Gardo at the foul line finds Riker. Reichert floats it over left corner. LMA Cooper passes up the three. Attacking into the lane. Tough shot. Won't go in, but draws the foul. She gets to the line a lot. That's the fourth whistle against McDonald.
First on Claire. No, second on Claire.
So Ruff picks up her second foul late going here in the first half. LMA Cooper is 54 of 56 from the line.
Just made that.
And that'll make that 55 of 57. That's 96.4% coming in. So Cooper now has 3 points and back to just a 1 point advantage for McDonald. Cooper to tie the game. Got a little bit of the rim, but it rolls through. We're tied at 12. Just over 6 minutes to play. Right side, Chloe Flanagan. And both teams probably would say, hey, we've left a lot of points out there. Some decent looks haven't gone down. Travel called against Ann Siegenthaler. McDonald with the turnover and Regis a chance to regain the lead here.
32nd timeout, McDonald.
We're back in half a minute. This is WOGO Sports coverage of McDonald Lady Max basketball.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Welcome back, McDonald Lady Max basketball. Speaking of Maurer Sperry Insurance, look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Again, that's WOGO Sports. Look for it on your social media channels. Those highlights brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Tie game at 12. Gemma Gardo. Far side, her pass stolen away by Kelsey Bremnes, tiptoeing and saving it back along the baseline. Tipped pass. Buescher couldn't handle it in the lane as it got knocked away from her, and now Regis another chance to take the lead. LMA Cooper traveled with the basketball.
Yep.
Trying to avoid the double team. 24 combined points scored with 5:25 to go here in the first half. Five team fouls against Regis, four against McDonald, so presumably could be some free throws shot before the end.
Very low scoring game.
Kind of like the last time these two teams played on this floor. It ended up being 42-39. Siegenthaler for three. She's 2 for 2 tonight. A left wing bomb for Aaron Siegenthaler. 15-12 McDonald. LMA Cooper loops it to Gemma Gardo. Finds Reichert. Reichert across the floor. Back out to LMA Cooper, left wing. Siegenthaler and Bremnes out on her. Down into the corner. Reichert. Kick back out in the triangle look. Reichert loops to the left corner. Hyman doesn't want to take that shot. LMA will take a deep three. That caroms off the rim. Fight for the rebound. Chloe Flanagan digs it out. She'll drop it ahead to Siegenthaler. Aaron Siegenthaler, left wing. She's hit a couple triples. McDonald up 15-12. Long cross-court skip, Kelsey Bremnes. She's got three-point range as well.
Yeah.
And Siegenthaler in that right corner. Back out to Kelsey Bremnes. Leaves it near midcourt, standing on the logo. High post feed. Elbow jumper is good for Ann Siegenthaler. 17-12, largest lead of the night for McDonald. And Siegenthaler has four.
We just went from, they're mixing up their defense from man-to-man, and that was a 2-3. They've been playing 2-3 zone, and I think McDonald can handle that.
Reichert, corner three, rims out. Rebound to Aaron Siegenthaler. McDonald can run. Ahead to Ann Siegenthaler. Challenged by Ella May, and she finishes anyway. Six for Ann Siegenthaler. McDonald leading 19-12. Ella May Cooper, trapped near midcourt, bumped. Oh, that's a tough nickel-dimer to go against Ann Siegenthaler. Just got the hip and the knee out a little bit there and tripped up LMA Cooper. 3:46. That is the first on Ann Siegenthaler. Claire Ruff's going to come back in with two fouls. The Siegenthaler sisters will sit. Riley Christensen also back in for McDonald. 19-12, the Lady Max. 3:46 to play here, opening half at Regis. Two teams unbeaten in the conference. LeMay Cooper up top. Floats it to Reichert. Reichert attacking in the lane. Back out to LeMay Cooper. Wide open look for a three. That one rims out. Rebound Borcherding. Had it for a moment. Kelsey Bremnes. Off the loose ball. Took it away. Right side, Riley Christensen. Riley back out. Chloe Flanagan up top. Reichert giving her some space. Now coming out to pressure. Riley Christensen passes up the three. Puts it on the floor with the right hand. Loops a tough pass. Kelsey Bremnes kick out Chloe Flanagan. Got a good look at a three. Off the rim. No. Buescher offensive rebound. Back out to Riley. Riley left wing just straddling the arc. Kelsey Bremnes. They left her alone for a three. Oh. She can't make them pay, but another offensive rebound by Buescher. Riley Christensen, opposite side for three. Online.
That
no.
Looked good.
Long rebound out. Gemma Gardo tracks it down. Gardo going one-on-one against Chloe Flanagan and finishes. Nice physical finish by Gemma Gardo. She has five. 19-14. Flanagan with Reichert in pursuit. Back out to Riley Christensen. High post feed Claire Ruff. Attacking. Pulls up from eight and sweet. The midi game going for Claire Ruff. 21-14. McDonald up a touchdown here against Regis. Riley Christensen. LeMay Cooper breezes by. Runner from the foul line. Good. That's a smooth shot.
Yeah, somebody's going to have to pick her up.
Cooper has six. 21-16. Lady Max up five. Just over 2 minutes to go. Riley Christensen thought about a deep three. Doesn't take it. Bounces to Claire Ruff. Straddling the arc. Kelsey Bremnes. She'll toe up a three left side. That one off the mark. Rebound tracked down by LeMay Cooper. She'll cross over. Now Cooper wants to run. Across the timeline, another full-speed crossover. She'll try that runner from the free throw line. No, and a foul down low. And that might be the first against Gemma Gardo. We'll see who that goes against.
Put that on
if that's Borcherding, that's her second. Team sixth. Lauren Buescher, Chloe Flanagan going to check out. Buescher doing an excellent job on the glass.
Yes.
One of two seniors for this team. That is the second on Evelyn Borcherding, the freshman.
Full timeout. Regis.
Full timeout by Coach Teddy Joyce. We'll take a 60-second break as well. Back in 1 minute. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Went for three. Got it. And the Cardinals go up 4-3-39.
Kicked around, and it's going to finally be picked up by Riley Biskin. Here she comes with some speed. Biskin moves in. Oh, what a shot. It was vapor.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
A rivalry game on a Friday night here in Eau Claire. Chippewa Falls v. Eau Claire, McDonald v. Regis. Two Western Cloverbelt Conference rivals as well. We've got a good one here with just under 2 minutes to play. Lady Max up five. Aaron Siegenthaler trying to go three for three from three. Front rim, no. Long rebound, LeMay Cooper tracks it down. Cooper crosses over. Tries to split two defenders. Whips it out right side. Claire Ruff with a steal. Knocks it into her own bench. Couldn't quite get it back.
Almost
anticipation. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Hyman leaves for Reichert. Regis has two players with two fouls. Reichert is playing with two on the floor. Borcherding is set. Claire Ruff on the floor with two for McDonald. LeMay Cooper with a minute nine to play. Her team down five. Working off a screen from Boris. Floats it over to Hyman. Hyman high on the right. Right side, Claire Ruff again stepping in the passing lane. Poked it into the bench. Active hands for McDonald defensively. Reichert will inbound. The senior right side, Gemma Gardo. Gardo pulls up for three. Back rim, no. Long rebound out to Emily Hartman. Hartman to Claire Ruff. Ruff being pressured by Gardo. Gets by with a crossover. Beautiful move. Down low and finishes. The crossover to the Euro, and Claire Ruff makes it 23-16 McDonald. 36 seconds to play. Hartman reaches in and called for the foul. Hand caught in the cookie jar, trying to poke it away from LMA Cooper. And that is the sixth on McDonald. Seconds on Emily Hartman. Yep. Riley Christensen will come in for Emily Hartman. He's played well, but again, battling foul trouble. Bonus for the final 34.3 seconds. LMA Cooper walks it across the timeline. Regis down 23-16 to your Lady Max. Off a screen. LMA Cooper, the runner from the free throw line, won't go down. Riley Christensen with the rebound. See if McDonald plays for a final shot or if they push here. Ann Siegenthaler goes right by her defender, pulls it back up. Aaron Siegenthaler right side. Riley Christensen deep three, rims in and out. Poked out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald. Jasmine Gerber fighting Hyman for it, and it'll be Regis basketball with 10.2 seconds left, trailing 23-16. Inbounds to LMA Cooper. Cooper weaves across the logo, attacking into the paint. Another runner. Good. And call a foul with it as well, too. LMA Cooper looking for a three-point play at the end of the half.
That was on Claire, they called it.
That is her third foul. Oh, goodness. That is a tough end of the half for McDonald, presumably going into the half with the lead here, but to have your leading scorer with three fouls. Kelsey Bremnes comes in. So LMA Cooper at the foul line, again shooting over 96%. She's 2-for-2 tonight. Has 8 points. Free throw, no. A rare miss. Riley Christensen with the rebound. Riley to Siegenthaler. McDonald doesn't get a shot off before the half, but a hard-fought first half, and the Lady Max with a 5-point lead at the break. 23-18. An entertaining first half. We'll step out and be back after this on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Back in 3 minutes. This is McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
It's the final days of the Ford year-end sales event at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Right now, drive home a brand new 2025 F-150 with your choice of three incredible offers. One, take $6,750 in cash back. Two, take $4,750 in cash back plus 3.9% financing for 72 months. Or three, take $2,000 in cash back with 0% financing for 60 months. But hurry, these deals end soon, and once they're gone, they're gone. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you at the half. The Lady Max leading by five over Eau Claire reaches low scoring first half, but I think McDonald's contend with that.
Yes, I agree. And, you know, the shooting percentages for both teams probably isn't that high right now. But, you know, like you said, the second half's going to come out here and there's going to be a lot of action going on there. But the McDonald girls are doing a really good job attacking the basket, not taking a lot of threes. And again, if LMA's starting to drive the ball on their side of the offense, and if we can kind of contain her again from, you know, she's a great drive dish type of person, right? So if she's got the open shot, she's going to take it. If she's going to dish it, she's going to dish it. You got to pick her up, and then somebody might be left open. So they got to have to tighten up the defense just a little bit.
We'll take a listen to the highlights in just a moment. We're going to take a quick 60-second break on WOGO Sports.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
We'll take a listen to the WOGO Sports highlights of the half. It sounded like this on WOGO. We'll get that for you in just a moment here.
Outside. There's a steal.
Borchetting throws it away. The steal by Claire Ruff. Ruff, a nice bounce pass ahead to Siegenthaler. Challenge at the rim. She finishes anyway.
Nice job.
And Siegenthaler, her first bucket. McDonald, their first lead. 5-4. Full court pressure. Dug out of there by Claire Ruff. Ruff flips it ahead to Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan, tough pass. High catch. Bremnes down along the left block. Out to Siegenthaler. Riley Christensen attacking into the lane. Pulls up from 14 and good. Jasmine Gerber, right side Emily Hartman. Hartman, Erin Siegenthaler. She has a wide open three.
There we
Splashed
go.
It! Erin Siegenthaler. 12-8. McDonald has a two-possession lead. There probably could be some free throws shot before the end.
Very low-scoring game.
Kind of like the last time these two teams played on this floor. It ended up being 42-39. Siegenthaler for three. She's 2-for-2 tonight. A left wing bomb for Erin Siegenthaler. Roll inbound. The senior right side, Gemma Gardo. Gardo pulls up for three. Back rim, no. Long rebound out to Emily Hartman. Hartman to Claire Ruff. Ruff being pressured by Gardo. Gets by her with a crossover. Beautiful move. Down low and finishes. The crossover to the Euro and Claire Ruff. Makes it 23-16 McDonald. That's how the first half sounded. Scoring went like this for Eau Claire Regis. 8 points for LMA Cooper. 5 for Gemma Gardo. 3 for Izzy Riker and 2 for Evelyn Borgerding. On the other side, 3 players with 6 for McDonald, Aaron Siegenthaler, Ann Siegenthaler, and Claire Ruff. 3 for Emily Hartman and 2 for Riley Christensen. We're back in 30 seconds with Mark Maloney's military shoutouts on WOGO Sports.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for 4 generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Before the second half begins, it's our halftime tradition, Mark Maloney's military shout-out, so please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. And we're going to, first of all, just wish happy holidays to all of our military all around the world, stateside, overseas, it doesn't matter. These are just, hard times for a lot of military people that are away from family, away from their homes, out on deployments. Be safe out there, you guys, and have a great holiday coming up. So Alex Maloney's down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana. Joy Kubishik up at Eielson Air Force Base in Fairbanks, Alaska. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm over at Yokota Air Force Base, Japan. Greg Hovland is at Davis-Monthus Air Force Base in Arizona. Sarah Passon-Bofies with the 133rd Minneapolis Air National Guard. Kristen Levesser is listening to us now, is in the Air Force National Guard out of Minneapolis. Carter Billings working security forces at the Navy Brig in San Diego. He's in the Air Force. John Hayton from Colfax is currently on deployment. So, John, you're one of them guys that's away from home over those holidays. So please be safe and know we're thinking of you. Brandon Anderson is active duty in the Navy. Wayne Trimble is a McDonnell grad at Fort McCoy. Noah Stewart is a Chi High grad stationed at Joint Base Bowling in Washington, D.C. Matt Pulver is at Offutt Air Force Base. Mason Gadel is a 2022 Chi High grad with the Merchant Marines. Brianna Gentleman Mulcahy is a McDonnell grad, and her husband, Lieutenant David Mulcahy, is a first lieutenant in the Army at Omaha, Nebraska. And Paul Tetrott is in the Army, and Evan Eckes is in the Navy ROTC out at Purdue, along with his sister Ellie Eckes is a McDonnell grad, and she has just been commissioned as a second lieutenant in the Army Signal Corps. So, again, it's that time of year. You know, we're a couple days away from Christmas, and the holidays are just so important. And so a huge thank you to all of our military.
Absolutely. And again, we'd love to continue honoring and thanking our military members all throughout the season. If you have a name you'd like added to the list, please let us know. Get in touch with Mark, or you can get in touch with us through our website, WOGO.com, to add someone to this list. As McDonald will start out with the basketball, moving left to right as we begin the second half here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. Aaron Siegenthaler out to Ann Siegenthaler, Emily Hartman, Claire Ruff, and Chloe Flanagan. Original starting five on the floor. Hartman, back rim, on her runner in the lane. Borcherding pulls it down. LMA Cooper. Reichert, left block extended. Back out to Gemma Gardo. She'll try a three. That one rims out. Rebound to Emily Hartman. Hartman ahead of the pack. She's got a one-on-one down the lane. Stripped out of bounds. Quick hands by LMA Cooper. Basketball will be McDonald's inbounding. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. Hartman for three, far side of the rim, no, rebound, Siegenthaler coming out of the pack. Chloe Flanagan, right wing.
It's a great rebound by Ann.
Aaron Siegenthaler against LMA Cooper on the left wing. Working off a screen. Right elbow, kick out Emily Hartman in the right corner. Chloe Flanagan into the post. Claire Ruff in traffic, whips it back out. Aaron Siegenthaler for her third three.
The night, you better believe it!
Look good from here.
Three pointers made for Aaron Siegenthaler. It's 26-18, largest lead of the night for McDonald, 26-18. Now Aaron's going to try to hang with LMA Cooper, who runs in the lane, throws one up, looking for Borcherding, too tall to handle for the 6'5" freshman. And it's McDonald basketball after the turnover.
We just went back into their man-to-man defense, and I think McDonald can handle that.
26-18. Donnell up 8, trying to go up double digits with the bucket here. And Siegenthaler taps the brakes just inside the foul line. Finds Chloe Flanagan. Chloe left side feed. Oh, Siegenthaler, double dribble call.
Yeah, she picked the ball up like she was going to pass it and then, you know, tried to trick the ref and just start dribbling again like nothing happened.
A lot of nerves out there in a big game like this. YouTube is back up and running. Thank you to Sam Aberle, our video producer, for getting us back up after something went awry. I don't know what it is about McDonald and Regis games where the internet just does freaky things, but we're glad to be up and running. Thank you to Kristen Levesser Davis for confirming.
Yep.
Siegenthaler far side. Driving baseline. Tries to go up and under and Borcherding with the block, but an offensive rebound. Up top, Emily Hartman, straight on for three, rims in and out. Rebound batted around, and Ann Siegenthaler tracks it down to Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron back to Ann. Ann high on the left, tries a deep three, rims in and out. Clear rough offensive rebound, attacking the hoop. She's blocked, but a foul. And let's see who that one is against. If it's Borcherding, that is her fifth.
Yep, that was on her.
Her third. Didn't mean to scare any Regis fans watching. I somehow was looking at the 4-5 in her jersey and said fifth, but just her third. Claire Ruff, who does have three fouls as well, it's her seventh point. Should be 27-18, McDonald. Up 9. Claire Ruff trying to make it double digits.
And does.
Perfect. On 2 free throws. Neither team has had a lead this large yet. 28-18 McDonald. Just over 15 minutes to play here, first half. Long looping pass in the far corner, Gemma Gardo. Gardo with Claire Ruff on the floor. Took a bad step, Reichert. Gardo in the left corner. Up top, LMA Cooper. Steps back for a deep three. Perfect. Wow. Not a lot of defense that you can have against a shot like that. 28-21. That's the first made three for LMA Cooper. Up top, and Siegenthaler to answer for three straight on. No, front of the rim. Offensive rebound. Siegenthaler goes up strong, and a jump ball called. Possession will go back to Regis. Well, the Max Spaghetti Spectacular, the McDonald Area Catholic School Spaghetti Spectacular and Kids Carnival. Save the date for that. Mark your calendars. Sunday, January 25th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at McDonald Central Catholic High School in Chippewa Falls. Enjoy a delicious freewheel spaghetti meal and family fun for all ages. Don't miss this community tradition. January 25th, see you there. The Spaghetti Spectacular and Kids Carnival. 7-point lead for McDonald. Gemma Gardo up top. Back to LMA Cooper. Do not want her to get hot.
No.
At 8 in the first, now at 11. It's a game high. LMA Cooper flips it over to Gemma Gardo, the freshman attacking in the lane. Out to Reichert. Reichert, far corner. She's a dead eye from three. That one rims in and out, though. Chloe Flanagan. Aaron Siegenthaler, right side. Aaron up top off the screen from Riley Christensen. Finds Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan, the senior. Loops it over for Kelsey Bremnes. Bremnes to Aaron Siegenthaler up top. Just under 14 minutes to go in this game. 7-point advantage for McDonald. Looping pass over Kelsey Bremnes. Up top, Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan back to Aaron Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler puts on the ground with the right hand.
I knew it.
And a 3-second call.
Yeah, she was. Riley was just in there way too long. Pulsing her girl up, but needs to get out of the middle.
Very rough. Chloe Flanagan out. Riley Christensen, both Siegenthaler sisters, Kelsey Bremnes, and now Ella Sexton makes her first entrance into the game. The 6-foot junior, number 15. Regis moving right to left. LMA Cooper attacking along the baseline. In traffic. Loops it out. That's Borst. Right side, Gemma Gardo. Gardo for three. Back rim won't rattle down. Sexton with a good rebound.
Nice.
Outlet to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler gets by her defender, taps the brakes, looking for help, bounces back out to her sister. Riley Christensen for three, wants it to go, won't rattle down, long rebound, crims out, and no one in front of Izzy Reichert. Long pass, she saves it back, inbounds to Gardo. Gardo takes a foul from Kelsey Bremnes and will go to the line. Athletic play by Izzy Reichert, saving a long pass back inbounds for Eau Claire Regis. And with the clock stopped, the Ramblers have a chance to edge a little bit closer. Look for the Mauer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance and Chippewa Falls. As Gardo hits the first, Gemma Gardo now has 6 points. And the lead is 6-4 McDonald pending this second free throw. The freshman, her second attempt. Perfect again. 7 for Gardo. 5-point lead for McDonald. Full court pressure. Aaron Siegenthaler trying to avoid a trap, knocked out of bounds. And they're saying Regis basketball. It's the last touch by Aaron Siegenthaler. Ramblers making a push here. Inbounds into the backcourt, LMA Cooper. Claire Ruff and Chloe Flanagan about to check back in. Gardo drops down to Reichert. Reichert posting at the left block. Back out to Gardo. Freshman to LMA Cooper. Junior goes behind her back near midcourt. And Aaron Siegenthaler crosses over. Jump stop. Down the lane. No. Siegenthaler goes high for the rebound. Aaron now on the run right side. Riley Christensen. Two-handed catch. Bounce back out to Kelsey Bremnes. She'll try a three straight on. Back rim. Oh. Won't go down. LMA Cooper far side. Cooper lost the handle for a moment, gets it back. LMA Cooper left wing. Looking for a screen, none forthcoming right now. Right side to Gemma Gardo. Gardo puts on the floor with the left hand, looking for Reichert. Reichert lost it. Siegenthaler with the steal. And Siegenthaler to Ella Sexton. Back to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler driving baseline, gets by her defender. Kick out, Aaron Siegenthaler for her fourth three.
Got it.
Yes! Aaron Siegenthaler! McDonald leads 31-23, a timeout on the floor.
Full timeout.
We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Went for three. Got it. And the Cardinals go up 4-3-39.
Kicked around, and it's going to finally be picked up by Riley Biskin. Here she comes with some speed. Biskin moves in. Oh, what a shot. It was vapor.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Well, Aaron Siegenthaler, 4 made threes, a game-high 12 points, and McDonald has an 8-point lead, 31-23. A lot of game left here in Eau Claire, 11:52 remaining. Here in the second half, it's Regis basketball as they move right to left here after the break. McDonald will come out with some backcourt pressure in the form of Ann Siegenthaler. Gemma Gardo takes the pass at her own free throw line, and she'll jog it across the timeline. Claire Ruff picks her up. Ruff playing with those three fouls. Gardo to LMA Cooper. Cooper floats it over right side. Hyman. Izzy Reichert working off a screen. Hyman leaves for Gemma Gardo. Gardo working off a screen, shrugging off Claire Ruff. Hyman for LMA Cooper. Cooper straight on. A deep three. Front rim rattling. Ooh. All around. Finally, hometown bounce there, and that's a big three for Regis. Pulls them back within five. Second make from beyond the arc for LMA Cooper. Riley Christensen attacking hard on the baseline to Sexton.
There
Sexton off the glass and scores. She is always in the right place at the right time. Ella Sexton. 33-26. LMA Cooper off a screen from Hyman. Directing traffic. Regis Jr., reigning conference player of the year. Tough runner with the left hand. No, knocked out of bounds. Regis basketball. Borcherding will come back into the game, adding that 6'5" height to the Regis lineup. She sat for a while with those three fouls. Lauren Buescher comes in for Sexton. Get a well-deserved hand for the McDonald faithful.
Yep, she gives it everything when she's out there.
Riker inbounds to Gemma Gardo. A really deep three straight on, and she splashed it. Confident shot from the talented freshman Gemma Gardo. And it is just a two-possession game, 33-29 McDonald. So here comes Regis. And Siegenthaler. Out to Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan dumps down to Lauren Buescher. She's doubled. Kick to Chloe Flanagan. Riley Christensen, right block. Lost it off her shoe out of bounds. Trying to get into a move against Ella Mae Cooper. The turnover gives it back to the Ramblers. Trailing by just four now, 33-29. Coach Joyce mentioned they've been starting slow in the first half. That was kind of true here tonight. Gemma Gardo, too strong off the glass. Borcherding offensive rebound and a putback, and it's a two-point game.
Just used her long arms to get that one.
Pressure mounting here. Ann Siegenthaler gets by a couple defenders. She'll pull up from 8 feet and good. Big bucket for Siegenthaler, her first of the second half. She has 8 points back to a two-possession game. McDonald leading 35-31. Borcherding holding 30 feet from the bucket. Goes to Izzy Reichert far side. Riley Christensen on her. Reichert back to Borcherding.
Ooh.
A bit of a bobble and maybe a little extra step.
Yeah.
Ella Mae Cooper off the screen. Gemma Gardo rolling, doesn't get the pass. Borcherding high on the right. Claire Ruff steps in front of a pass. Ruff, a one-on-one against Borcherding, takes her in, finishes with a beautiful left hand.
Looking to draw the foul, but didn't get it.
That would have been the fourth on Borcherding, but she kind of just went up high, and Claire Ruff floated the ball over her outstretched fingers, 37-31, as we are 7 seconds away from the halfway point of the second half. LMA Cooper attacking. Runner from 14. No, that's an air ball out of bounds. LMA looking to draw the foul. Officials don't give her one. Here on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. It is 9:01 remaining in this game. With a two-possession lead for McDonald, but a full two-possession lead, 37-31. They're up by six. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank.
Giving LMA a little break here. See if they can't take some advantage of that.
She's played every minute so far. Flanagan. Siegenthaler in the left corner against Riker. And we have a whistle.
I don't know if they didn't get the clock going.
Maybe need to reset the clock here.
They didn't get it started.
Officiating crew on top of that. I should recognize our officials here. Travis Lobby, Joseph Kinderman, and Christian Hall. Appreciate their work here tonight. Claire Ruff pulling up from 15. Too strong. Rebound to Hyman. Gemma Gardo crosses over. The freshman left side. Izzy Riker to deep three. Front rim, no. Long rebound. Claire Ruff tracks it down. 2-on-2 for McDonald. Ruff finishes with the left hand again. Using the offhand to perfection, and LMA Cooper is not going to stay on the bench long.
Not too long.
39-31. Got a quick breather. Gemma Gardo thought about pulling up for a deep two. Leaves for Hyman. Reichert left wing. Off a screen from Borst. Reichert floats over to Gemma Gardo. Gardo works off the screen from Borcherding. Drives in hard, whistling a foul, blocking foul called. As Borst helps up Emily Hartman, and I believe that's her third. Teams have played pretty clean here in the second half. Just two whistles against McDonald and one against Regis. As Gardo now will get a breather of her own as LMA Cooper back in. Hyman will inbound. Lauren Buescher out, Riley Christensen back in for Coach Williams. 8-point game, 39-31, 8:06 to play. Hyman holding, waiting, goes up top. Borst swings over to Rikers. Hyman one bounce, then back to Reichert. Emily Hartman on her. Reichert, right block extended, throws it away. Dangerous pass, and Aaron Siegenthaler. To Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler top of LMA Cooper for two.
What a great pass.
It's like they're twins or something.
Yeah.
41-31, back to a 10-point lead for McDonald. 7:38 to play. Borcherding, left elbow, back to LMA Cooper. She steps back for another three. Three triples in the second half for LMA Cooper. 30-second break in a 7-point game. We're back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Hey, the McDonald musical, Les Miserables. Experience the power and passion of Les Miserables School Edition as McDonald Central Catholic High School and Notre Dame Middle School present the 40th anniversary production. Performances run January 29th, 30th, and 31st at 7 p.m. with a matinee February 1st at 2 p.m. Just those four shows. Tickets on sale now, so secure yours today. Purchase tickets at McDonald High School or McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org. 41-34. McDonald facing some pressure in the backcourt. Riley Christensen finds Ann Siegenthaler outside the arc. Back up top, Kelsey Bremnes. Riley Christensen, she'll pull up from 16. Front rim, no. LMA Cooper has 9 points off from beyond the arc in the second half. Gemma Gardo. A steal. Push ahead. Siegenthaler to Siegenthaler. And with a layup. She's into double-digit scoring. That was started by Aaron Siegenthaler going up high and snatching that pass out of midair. 9-point lead for McDonald, 43-34. Gemma Gardo back out there for Coach Joas. Borcherding. Riker, quick trigger on three, left corner. Air ball. Rebound, Kelsey Bremnes. She goes down to the floor for it.
Yes.
And do we have a whistle and a foul?
It's going to go on. Yeah, that's her fourth.
That's Borcherding. She picked up her fourth. And Borcherding has the most height on the floor, but McDonald overall has done a pretty good job battling her in the paint. So that's the fourth on Borcherding, just the second here in the second half on Regis. Cooper went for the steal. McDonald now numbers for a bit. Regis recovers. Kelsey Bremnes up top, 43-34 McDonald, 6.5 to go.
I just need to take care of the basketball here and run some good offense, burn a little time off the clock.
Flanagan, the senior, Darren Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler sweeps through and a whistle and a foul on LMA Cooper. I think that's just her second.
It's her first, I think.
Her first. Team's third. 43-34 palindrome on the scoreboard. McDonald with the advantage here, and two unbeaten teams squaring off in Eau Claire before the Christmas break. Huge one for Regis coming up on the 22nd. On Monday, they will play Nielsville.
Ooh.
That will be quite the battle.
Yes.
And all of these teams in the same half sectional. Siegenthaler floats over to Siegenthaler. Aaron beyond the arc to Kelsey Bremnes. Opposite side, high on the left. Makes the defense come out to her, picks up her dribble. Finds Aaron Siegenthaler in the paint, drops it off. And Siegenthaler, perfect baseline jumper. And Siegenthaler, she's hardly missed in the second half. I don't even know if she has. 45-34. I believe this is now the largest lead of the night for McDonald. Riker stumbles. Kick back out. Gemma Gardo. Good look at a three right side. Back rim, no. Long rebound. Batted out to Siegenthaler. And Siegenthaler driving down the left side of the lane. Goes high off the glass. Too strong. LMA Cooper on the move. Cooper crosses over in the lane. Pulls up from 10. It's good.
She's got that nice floater in the middle.
Her first basket of the second half from inside the three-point arc, 45-36. To answer, Siegenthaler rims in and out, robbed by the iron. Lead feed ahead to Riker. Riker, good position in the post, fights one up, no. Riley Christensen goes high for the rebound. Remnes picked up her dribble, finds Chloe Flanagan. Just over 5 minutes to play. 45-36 McDonald. No team in foul trouble right now. Aaron Siegenthaler drops side off to Ann Siegenthaler. Goes high and scores. The Twins are taking over here in the second half. Gemma Gardo driving baseline. Runs one up with the left hand. No, she was looking for a foul. The officials won't give it to her. And Ann Siegenthaler on the run. Ann is bumped and fouled. And Ella Mae Cooper will give her a helping hand up as... Was that LMA they called that on, or Gemma Gardo? Gardo, actually, yeah, picks up the foul.
How was that?
Yeah, that's just her first. Aaron Siegenthaler will get a break, as will Riley Christensen, Emily Hartman in, Lauren Buescher to check in as well. Timeout on the floor first. Full timeout. We'll take a 60-second break on WOGO Sports.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom storefronts and shower doors, no business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come. For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
McDonald Lady Max Basketball, WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Lady Max coming out of the timeout with possession, leading 47-36. Kelsey Bremnes finds Claire Ruff, cutting to the hoop, has good position, goes over the top of her defender and scores. Claire Ruff, another bucket for McDonald. Their largest lead, 49-36. Ella Mae Cooper to answer her fourth triple of the second half. Well, she just needs a wisp of space. 49-38. Emily Hartman driving baseline. Stepped on the baseline. 4:14 to play. McDonald leading 49-38. I'm not saying you slow it down too much, but you got to make sure you're getting quality shots and not rushing right now.
And playing some really good defense.
Gemma Gardo finds Borst, Ella Mae Cooper. Lauren Buescher coming out on her. Ella Mae Cooper crosses over, stepping back for another three. Front rim, no. Push down low, and a foul, I believe, coming up on McDonald.
Yep.
That'll be their third. Regis has committed four. 3:54 to play.
Oh, excuse me. That one on number 14
Borst.
For Regis, yeah.
All the push, I thought they were indicating it was against McDonald.
I did, too.
Ball loose, far corner, held ball, possession stays with the Lady Max with 3:48 left in a 10-point game, 49-39. It's 23-18 at half, McDonald led by five. They've stretched that by five more, up to a 10-point lead. 3:48, as everyone knows, is an eternity in basketball terms. Claire Ruff finds Kelsey Bremnes near midcourt. Back to Claire. McDonald spreading things out a bit here. Try to stretch this Regis defense. Chloe Flanagan all the way across the floor. Kelsey Bremnes. Bremnes splits a couple defenders. Drops it over for Chloe. Far side. Emily Hartman. Back up to Bremnes.
Turn a little clock.
They make clean passes here. Chloe Flanagan. Far corner. Drops it in the post and stolen away by Gardo. McDonald eats up clock, but doesn't even get a shot off. And Ella Mae Cooper will take one from straight on. That's an air ball. Back to McDonald. Well, enrollment is open at McDonald Area Catholic Schools, where faith and learning come together. McDonald Area Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for grades 3K through 12. If you're looking for a school that nurtures your child's faith, character, and academic growth, consider McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Call 723-0538 or visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. 10-point game. McDonald with the lead. Regis has committed five fouls. Lady Max, two. And Siegenthaler driving baseline, hangs, tries to go over the top of Borcherding. No, Borcherding changed the shot, but the ball loose in the far corner. Bremnes digs it out. Keeps the possession going. Flair Ruff passes up a three, pulls up for a long two. No, another offensive rebound by Bremnes. Hartman spinning in the lane. Tough shot. And she's mugged.
Yeah. Quite a while ago.
And so now bonus the rest of the way for McDonald, but two shots for Emily Hartman. That one was against LMA Cooper. Hartman has scored all three of her points from the foul line. Her team leading 49-39. First free throw is good. Calmly swishes it. 4 of 5. Emily Hartman. 50-39. Second free throw catches a lot of rim, but through. What a fine performance so far tonight from the foul line for Miss Emily Hartman. 12-point game, 51-39. 2.5 minutes left. LMA Cooper, hesitation dribble, stepping back for another three. Launches, comes up short, long rebound, pulled back and kicked out to Cooper. Floats it down to Borcherding. She's fouled by several players, and we'll see if they get Claire Ruff with this one. That'll be her fourth, but Ann Siegenthaler. So Borcherding will go to the line shooting two. This is what Regis wants with the clock stopped to get opportunities to come back a little bit closer here, trailing by 12. Borcherding, the freshman, first free throw rattles in. She has 5 points on the night. Borcherding, a lefty. Back rim on the second. Good rebound, good box out by Emily Hartman. She's done a lot of little things right. Kelsey Bremnes in the far corner. Floats back out to Claire Ruff. Riker coming out on her. Long cross-court skip. Dangerous pass. Good catch by Siegenthaler. Back to Claire Ruff. Ruff attacking to the lane. Euros there finishes with the right hand. That's a big bucket from Claire.
Stretch that lead. Up by 13. 53-40. Ooh, traveled.
Whistle down low and a travel. And Regis gives the ball back.
We'll take it. Put another one on. Minute 48 left.
13-point lead for the Lady Macs in this battle for first place in the Western Clover Belt going into the Christmas break. Siegenthaler gets it across the timeline. Finds Ann Siegenthaler, sister to sister once again.
That was great look, great pass.
I believe
Ann
has 18 points, if I'm not mistaken. 15-point lead for McDonald, their largest of the night. Aaron Siegenthaler one-on-one against LMA Cooper. Izzy Riker, far corner three. Karam's off the front rim. Strong rebound by Claire Ruff. Minute 17 left as she dodges Gardo. Finds Bremnes. Bremnes to Siegenthaler. Straddling the arc in the right corner. Long cross-court skip and to Aaron. In the left corner, Claire Ruff. Ruff to Aaron Siegenthaler, poked away from behind by Rikers. And that'll be a one-and-one for McDonald. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. 1:03 on the clock. McDonald leads by 15, 55-40 over Eau Claire Regis. First free throw for Aaron Siegenthaler. Rims out. Rebound kicked out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald. And... And Siegenthaler saying, no.
It wasn't my leg, it was her leg.
59 seconds and counting. 15-point game. LMA Cooper up top. She's doubled, being chased. Cooper flips into the right corner. Riley Siegenthaler pokes it away. Riley going to the ground for it, and it is an over and back. Riley Christensen created that with her frenetic brand of defense.
Yes. That's what's winning this game for McDonald, is they're coming, especially in the second half, they're coming out and playing very aggressive defense.
And Coach Teddy Joas is going to concede this first matchup. Yes, he will send in some of his subs. Adele Schneider, Lilibeth DeRuin, Marley Radel out there as well. And McDonald will send in Lucy Priest, Chloe Flanagan back out there, Alice Sexton, Jasmine Gerber, and Riley Christensen, the five on the floor. 55-40. This is a statement for McDonald.
Yes.
Riley Christensen attacks down the lane, pulls up from 4 feet. No. Rebound back to Regis.
Just play smart defense here. Keep the clock moving.
Vaquero over on the right side. 18 seconds to go in a 15-point game. DeRuin kicks back out up top, right of the circle. On the right side for Vaquero. He's just not getting a shot off yet. 6 seconds remaining. Three on the way, maybe partially blocked. Loose in the paint. Sexton gobbles it up. 1 second to play. The clock hits triple zeros. And this is a statement made by McDonald, putting the Western Clover Belt on notice as they head into the Christmas break. A perfect 5-0 in conference play for your Lady Macs. They are now 7-2 on the season, 7 consecutive wins. Regis 8-2, 4-1 in the Western Clover Belt. And McDonald saying this is going to be a fight all the way to the finish. And for the second year in a row, they rip one from Regis on the Ramblers' home floor. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream with your post-class post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. McDonald wins it by a final score of 55-40. Stats, highlights, analysis, and more. Don't go away. It's all coming up in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports, your home for Chi High and McDonald Athletics. This is Lady Macs Basketball.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Went for three. Got it. And the Cardinals score 4:43:39.
Kicked around, and it's going to finally be picked up by Riley Biskin. Here she comes with some speed. Biskin moves in. Oh, what a shot. It was vapor.
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day, we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome into the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. Before we get to stats and highlights, I'll admit right away, unfortunately, I did not capture all of the highlights. But the good thing is, it's on YouTube for all to see and enjoy. So you can check that out to watch and listen to the highlights. But second half, McDonald basically took what they did well in the first half and doubled down on it.
I agree. I mean, they came out and just played much better offensively, shot the ball much better than the first half. I think their shooting percentage went up quite a bit in the second half. And again, Ann Siegenthaler are just beating everybody down the floor. Most of her 2 points, I had her down for 18. I don't know if I'm not.
That's what I had as well, too, yeah.
But just about every single one of her baskets throughout the year are layups. I mean, off the glass layups. And it's just because of her hustle down the floor and people having the ability to find her wide open underneath the basket. So just a great job of it. And again, doing a good job containing LMA.
Yeah, I mean, and LMA, we'll get to the stats in a moment. She had a game high in points, but she worked and worked and worked. Didn't have a three in the first half. And you look at it, I mean, the way LMA plays, again, a ball-dominant player, and with good reason. She's one of the best in the state, but she has to move and move and move and move to try to get her open looks. And again, it takes a toll on anyone to have to work that hard for every single basket. And she found her range from three in the second half. Thankfully, didn't have it in the first half. But again, when you know a player is going to get 20-plus in a game, but you make them work for all of those points, make them take more shots than they're used to taking, it really is a formula for success against many teams with superstar-caliber players. And overall, I mean, looking at this game coming in stats-wise, Regis is a pretty intimidating team. They're shooting 51% coming in, shooting 75% from the line, 36% from three. I'm guessing all those percentages are quite a bit lower tonight because of the defense that McDonald played. They won with defense.
I agree. I mean, and again, it was Aaron Siegenthaler had the chore of guarding LMA, and she had her most of the night. And when I noticed that when Aaron wasn't out there, they put Ann on her.
Yeah.
You know, two of the quickest, fastest girls on the team. So, you know, the Siegenthaler girls did a nice job defending her. So give that credit, and it just seems like, you know, LMA just needs a little more supporting cast there on that side. There's, you know, like you said, she has to work to get shots off.
And when you look again at the talent on this Regis team, I think in a lot of ways you'd say even though maybe they don't have a deep bench, they have a ton of talent. But McDonald, it's team defense, and I think huge kudos have to go out to Aaron Siegenthaler hitting four threes, the only player on the team to hit threes, still having the legs to hit those four threes while trying to stay with someone who's constantly moving like LMA. So huge, huge kudos to Aaron here tonight. But again, as talented as a passer as LMA is, I believe over six assists per game. Izzy Reichert's a very good passer as well, too. If everyone else isn't picking up their girl defensively as well, too, you might see LMA with 12, 14 assists and not as many points, and this could be a different outcome. But that team defense that McDonald plays where it's, we can play you one-on-one, we can play you man-to-man, and we think our athletes are better than yours.
Yes, that's exactly the thought process that probably Coach Williams had there. And, you know, and I think the McDonald girls have that same thought process that, you know, we can match up, and we're going to give you everything we got, and You try to beat us. You know, everybody says, well, McDonald's got to try to beat Regis. No, I think Regis needs to try to beat McDonald.
And really coming down here and playing your game, saying, hey, we don't need to get into one in the 60s. We're gonna play tough defense. We're going to make you work. We're going to make you run. We're going to exhaust you, and we'll see who comes out at the end. And again, last time on this floor, winning 42-39, this time 55-40. Keep saying, statement win for McDonald. Again, we know the tide's turned the last time Regis came to McDonald. So, I mean, you love in terms of conference standings looking way down and a lot of games left. But you know that's going to be a great test. Regis will be ready for that one. McDonald will be as well. You've got Elk Mound in the conference now. But still, to be unblemished conference-wise, 5-0 going into the Christmas break, you knocked off Regis, he knocked off Fall Creek, he knocked off Bloomer, some really, really talented teams in this conference, and can't start any better than unbeaten.
No, and it puts themselves in a good position here in the conference. So, it's a great thing to go into the break with this win tonight, and it makes the whole week off for a week and a half or 2 weeks, I don't know what they get off, but it makes it a lot nicer. I know they got the holiday tournament coming up. And McDonald, the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic, and it just makes it so much nicer. I mean, take it in from myself as a coach. When you win a game, you can sleep that night.
Yes. Well, it's time now for the Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000, and call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. Looking at the stats, we'll start with Eau Claire Regis. They were led by a game-high 22 points from LMA Cooper. She had 8 in the first half, 14 in the second, hit 4 threes in the second half. Again, one of the premier players in the state, reigning conference player of the year her sophomore season. The junior was strong here tonight. But McDonald, again, held Regis to just 4 players scoring. Gemma Gardo, a strong game with 10 points here tonight. Izzy Reichert was held to 3. Evelyn Borcherding had 5. And I think before we get to the McDonald stats, I think that's something that maybe we saw with Regis too, is there's other players on the floor that do some nice things for them, but it's defer, defer, defer. We saw a lot of Regis players with some pretty decent looks that didn't even think about shooting because it's, we know who the shooters are.
Yes.
Just kind of an interesting dynamic that time, too, seeing, hey, it looked like an open look from our vantage point here, but kids passing it up in order to make a pass. That's good on selfish basketball, but sometimes, again, with the type of defense McDonald was playing, you think maybe there's some kids who would be left open, and maybe as a coach you say, hey, we want you to take that shot.
Yes, I agree. I think there's a lot of Regis girls that, you know, you can almost hear people in the crowd saying, shoot the ball, and they just weren't shooting it. And sometimes you just can't rely on LMA the whole time. You got to try to make things happen yourself. So, but again, credit to McDonald defense. I mean, that was the whole outcome of this game, was the way they played defense.
A phenomenal night for McDonald offensively. 55 points, yes, but 3 different players in double figures. Again, against a team that's been ranked in the top 5 in the state, ranked as number 1 in the state in Division 4 at GoBound.com for a while as well. As Coach Williams will join us here, looking quickly at the stats, Ann Siegenthaler with 18 points at 12 in the second half. Claire Ruff with 16 points, had 10 in the second half. Erin Siegenthaler, those 4 huge threes, had 12 points. 5 for Emily Hartman, all from the free throw line. She was 5 of 6 from the foul line. Ella Sexton with 2, Riley Christensen with 2. And again, that doesn't even tell the story of just all the different little things these girls did here tonight. As Coach joins us here, along with Lucas.
And Lucas,
I would love to ask Lucas the first question about what did you think of this performance here tonight, buddy?
Huh? What did you think?
Pretty good, pretty impressive. Coach, battle for first place in the conference going into Christmas break. You guys are sitting in first place. I know a lot of season left to go, but this has to feel like a good one, a one that a lot of people would say, man, that's going to be a tough one, and you just kind of hope, well, maybe you give them the one on their home floor and you get them again when you get them up in Chippewa. But
yep,
you guys came and ripped it here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're a tough opponent, and just it's always going to be a battle with them. And it was just 2 tough teams going at it tonight, and we were lucky to come up on top.
Coach, 3 players in double figures, and again, Aaron was phenomenal from beyond the arc. The Siegenthaler sisters were just absolutely in sync on the runouts in transition. Claire had her mid-range going. But sometimes we, I think, lose the team aspect when we just look at leading scorers. And you see players like Lauren Buescher, who didn't crack the scoring column, but she comes in and gets two offensive rebounds on one
Absolutely.
Possession. Ella Sexton, we say again and again, she's always in the right place. Riley using that athleticism to battle and battle and battle. I mean, I could go
yes.
up and down. Chloe Flanagan being so strong and steady with the ball. Every player on this roster, it shows how deep this team is.
Absolutely. It takes all of us, and we said that time and time again that it was the game plan and them executing the game plan, and everyone had a role tonight in what they did. Just defensively, what we were doing, just to kind of trying to stop and counter their threats. I mean, they don't just have LMA, they have more than one threat. I mean, four of their five starters are double digits, and so trying to prevent them from scoring and keeping them low. And like you said, it's the grit on the boards. We have just some tough nose. I mean, like you said, Lauren had some huge rebounds for us. Kelsey came up huge at the end with some rebounds. And Chloe just being there smart and defensively, she's just solid. And just, again, Riley too. Like, she, her athleticism and just keeping people in check, making them have to guard her. There's just so much that everybody does on there. Jasmine coming in and playing her role. Like you said, Ella coming in. Everybody has that role, and it's just good to see and just a good team win.
Coach, I think sometimes we in broadcasting and media pay a little bit too much attention to polls and stats and all these storylines of, oh, who's number one and who's ranked this, who's ranked that. Coach Joe has told me before the game, he said, I think McDonald's the most athletic team in the conference. Think you guys showed that here tonight, again, with athletes going out and saying, it doesn't matter who's shooting a better percentage, it doesn't matter who's scoring more points per game, we're going to play the team that's in front of us, and you guys did that here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we are very fortunate. We are a very athletic team, and he's got some really good players too. And like you said, our depth definitely helps, and just like giving some a little bit more fresh legs and just continuing to push our tempo is kind of our MO.
Coach, it was a lot of fun seeing you guys perform here tonight. Merry Christmas to
Merry
you
Christmas
and to Darius
to you.
And to Lucas. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas break. I'm sure getting a W like this certainly helps vault you into the Christmas season. We'll see you at that Denny Laramie Holiday Classic afterward.
All right. Merry Christmas to all of you. Thank you. And just shout out, Lucas, say hi over there. Hey.
You know you're
say
the star,
hi.
Buddy.
Okay, say hi to all the family watching, right? As always, we appreciate all the fans that just come on and support. We love it.
Thank you, Coach Williams. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds to put a bow on this one. The Post-Class Postgame Show brought to you by Post-Class Amir in Chippewa Falls. McDonald wins at 55-40. Back in 1 minute.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Hey, help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
Wrapping up this one right before Christmas on the Post-Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post-Glass and Mir in Chippewa Falls. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassmirror.com. We'll hear a highlight of the second half. Unfortunately, yours truly did not start the recorder to get all the highlights notated, but they are all available at WOGO Sports, the channel on YouTube, and we'll, I'm sure, have some of them coming out in our Mauer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week. But here's a great highlight from the second half. It sounded like this on WOGO Sports. It will sound like this as soon as Caleb plugs in the right cord. I think maybe I need a Christmas break as well, too. All right, let's give it another shot here. In this battle for first place in the Western Clover Belt, going into the Christmas break, Siegenthaler gets it across the timeline. Finds Ann Siegenthaler, sister to sister once again.
That was
Great look, great pass.
Maybe even if that is our only highlight to play back of the second half, emblematic of just what the Siegenthaler sisters did here tonight. Claire Ruff was phenomenal. Again, every player on this roster contributed mightily to this win. But Ann and Aaron Siegenthaler, I think, showcased why they are some of the best athletes in the entire Clover Belt Conference. Aaron's defense, Aaron's shooting, Ann's incredible defense, and the way she runs and scores in transition, those two were absolutely phenomenal here
tonight. Yes, they did. They played a really good game, and they're fun to watch. They just, they know where they're going to be on the floor. They know how to make it done. So they do a really good job out there. And again, I mean, you get Claire that can hit the twos, hit the threes. She does a nice job driving the basket. And like you said, everybody's contributing out there. It's fun to watch these girls play.
It was a fun night here tonight, and we're looking forward to more McDonald Max and Lady Max basketball coming up on our WOGO sports calendar, always visible at WOGO.com. So the next time we'll see the McDonald Max and Lady Max, again, because of that snow and ice out, didn't get to see the Max boys this week, and still waiting on the reschedule of that game to see if it's one we can pick up here on WOGO Sports. But the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic coming up right after Christmas on the 28th and 29th of December, and looking forward to that one very much. And the chance to see both boys and girls in action on their home floor, and usually some good competition.
Is it the 28th? Or 29th?
I was just about to say 29th and 30th. Probably not going to play on a Sunday.
No,
so
no.
29th and 30th, and those games will be in the evening. One at 5:30, one around 7:32, depending on how the tournament goes. Boys and girls, and then it'll flip. So we'll get again all that out on our WOGO social media channels. But four games in 2 days, and looking forward to the kids coming back after the Christmas break strong.
Yes, and that'll be fun to watch. I mean, I was looking forward to seeing the boys play last night, and we're watching this Regis Elk Mound game that was, it's a makeup from last night. They're playing a really late game here on a Friday night, but it's when you can get them in, I guess. So, it'll be nice. I've watched them play Thorpe on YouTube from home. It was one of them cold nights there that I didn't want to drive over to Thorpe. And, so that YouTube works very well. It'll be interesting to see how those guys are playing. They're playing some good basketball, so it'll be fun to watch them.
Incredibly competitive conference here, especially as we're seeing Elk Mound here playing the Regis boys, with Elk Mound now coming into what was already a high-class conference, the Western Clover Belt. I mean, you're going to battle every single night, and it's just going to make all these teams so much more dangerous come playoff time. So, again, McDonald, what a great win here tonight, 55-40. We have one more game broadcast here in the Chippewa Falls area before the Christmas break. Mark Halverson will be on the call on Tuesday evening. Chi High Lady Cardinals basketball coach Becca Bestel's squad against Marshfield, playing start at 6:55 p.m. And putting out a quick word as well to a doubleheader broadcast, a special WOGO Sports broadcast on Monday evening during Full Court for a Cure. We will be up in Barron. I will be up in Barron, joined by Linda McCunda, broadcasting teams other than Chi High McDonald for a very special reason. Full Court for a Cure in partnership with Miracles for Grady and Jace, a fundraiser for the Loving Loic Foundation. A lot of different things going on. If you happen to be in the area or know anyone who might want to attend, there is a holiday bake sale extravaganza captained by my wonderful wife, and there will be some incredible Christmas treats for purchase, merchandise. Again, all funds given are tax deductible to the Loving Loic Foundation. That is a fundraiser for a cure for PCAN, P-K-N-A-N. It is pantothenate kinase associated neurodegeneration, and that is something that my twin nephews Grady and Jace have. It is terminal. There is no known cure, and so the fundraising for this nonprofit Loving Loic Foundation is to try to find a gene therapy cure for PCAN before it is too late. And so we appreciate the community support very much, and looking forward to doing what I can to bring some attention to this cause that is so close to our family's hearts on Monday, again with those live broadcasts from Barron High School. So putting a word out about that, again, if you'd like to watch or listen, we appreciate that very much, but also just letting you know when you see some teams on Monday evening that are not Chi High or McDonald, that is the reason for it, and looking forward to doing that here on WOGO Sports as well. Exclusively on our YouTube channel and Facebook page. It's an ability we haven't had before, and so glad to be able to use that for a great cause.
Yes, that is. That's a good thing to do, and I hope everybody gets there and contributes and helps out.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, Mark Maloney, and thank you, as always, for giving your time here on these broadcasts, and looking forward to it before the new year as well. I think you've got a little trip planned.
I do.
Looking forward to seeing some grandkids, huh?
I am. I'm flying back out to New Jersey on Sunday night and spending Christmas out there with Glenn and Linda and Rosalie and Freya, and then Lita and I will drive back, just kind of taking our time. Today was my last day of work.
Yeah, so I forgot. We got it. So state championship winning coach, retiring from coaching, retiring from work. I mean, there's it's been an eventful 2025.
Yes.
For you.
Yes, it's been fun. And we're going to plan on coming back here, and I plan on being back for the Holiday Classic.
Well, we are looking forward to that. And again, our sports schedule, WOGO.com, and our Wogo Sports social media channels. We will bid you adieu here. Thank you so much again to Tony Stevenson, our audio producer back at the WOGO studios in Halley. Thank you to our own Sam Aberle, our camera operator, video producer, getting us back up and running after something inexplicably happened to knock us off YouTube at halftime. And appreciate Sam troubleshooting on the fly and giving you the broadcast that so many are telling us how much they enjoy. Again, with the live video streaming added to our Wogo Sports radio coverage. Merry Christmas, one and all, as we celebrate the reason for the season and the coming of the Savior that we all so desperately needed. We will bid you adieu from Eau Claire Regis High School. Once again, your final score, the McDonald Max moved to 7-2 on the season, 5-0 in the Western Clover Belt Conference. It's McDonald 55, Eau Claire Regis 40. This has been McDonald Lady Max Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Eau Claire.
WOGO, your sports station. McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Mauer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Thanks for listening to Max Basketball on WOGO. We now return to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.